Steve Willits from SoundLifeSports.net is with us. Stillicum and Shorecrest. How's it going, Steve?
Doing great. How are you doing tonight, Dick?
I'm doing well. I'm keeping track of all these brackets here. I got them all in front of me, and you know, kind of a light slate tonight. I mean, a lot of these games are coming up tomorrow. I would think that they might want to, you know, mix up the Friday night and the Saturday night games a little bit more than they did.
Yeah, just a little appetizer, right? And this is actually a game that I covered tonight that was originally slated for tomorrow. However, Shorecrest girls are also playing tomorrow, so they didn't want the boys and the girls playing at the same time in different locations. So they moved the game, and we got a good one tonight up at Metley Terrace.
So tell us what happened. Shorecrest and Stillicum up there.
Yeah, 2A boys basketball, two evenly matched teams in terms of records. One was 16-8, one was 15-8. And really, it's size versus speed. You've got a Stillicum team that has a 6'4" freshman on their team, but he doesn't play. The tallest guy that saw action tonight for Stillicum was 6'2". And then you've got a Shorecrest team that goes 6'8", 6'7", 6'6", 6'5", a lot of heights. And so it was going to be an interesting kind of clash, if you will, to see how these two teams match up with one another. And early on, it was the shorter, quicker guys, the Sentinels of Stillicum, who jumped out early. Dejon Ennis-Carter and Jalen Thomas had 5 points each in the first quarter. Stillicum led 15-7 after one, scored the first 5 points of the second quarter, so it was 20-7. And you're starting to kind of think that maybe it's going to get a little bit ugly. Shorecrest put in a backup guard at that point named Daggy Menelik, and Daggy came out and hit two quick threes, brought the game back to within reach a little bit. The Shorecrest tried to keep it close, but 11 turnovers in the first half really hurt them. They ended up trailing 34-24 at the half. In the third quarter of play, they just started chipping away a little bit. It was back and forth a little. And then finally, with about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, all of a sudden, Shorecrest kind of came alive a little bit. Chris Lee hit a big three-pointer. Philip Pepple, who I'm going to talk about quite a bit here in a moment, he made a layup. And then on the other end, he blocked a shot. Malcolm Rozier-Butler picked it up, ended up scoring with it. Shorecrest scored the last 7 points of the quarter, made it a 43-42 game. So Stillicum was holding on to a one-point lead at that point. And then Stillicum scores the first couple points in the fourth. The lead was anywhere between 3 and 5 the entire way through the fourth quarter. And then the aforementioned Daggy came through again. He hit his fourth three-pointer of the night with 34 seconds to go in the game. It made it a 53-53 game at that point. Then back on the other end, Stillicum going for the win, and Philip Pepple, the 6'8" sophomore, with his eighth block shot of the night at that point, blocks a shot at the buzzer to send it into overtime. Shorecrest, at the beginning of the overtime period, takes their first lead of the entire game. We only had two ties in the entire game up until that point. One was at the end of regulation, and the other one was 2-2. So Shorecrest goes on a 7-1 run to start off the overtime period, and they end up pulling off with a 66-57 victory, a come-from-behind victory over Stillicum.
Boy, you got to see a great game. That is fantastic.
Phenomenal game. It's a Shorecrest team that actually trailed by 16 at the half last week in their district championship game against Squalicum. I was talking to Brian Fisher, the 11th-year head coach, after the game, and he said that that's what gave them the confidence tonight. The kids kind of saw that they could fall behind against a quality opponent and come back, and that's exactly what they did, and because of it, Shorecrest is going to their first state tournament since 1994.
That's great. Yeah, it's been a while for them. I know they've been, they've been a great soccer program, some good girls basketball at times, but the boys basketball programs have really struggled as of late. So it's great to see them get back to the state tournament with that win. Let's talk a little bit about this Cascade. I was talking to Steve a little bit earlier today about this Cascade team, and they take on Kentwood tomorrow at Everett Community College. That should be a dandy. What's your feeling on that one?
You know, that Cascade team, they're relentless, and they've got a lot of good weapons. And we've talked about it a few times on Friday nights with you guys. It's, Drew Magaway, the guard, had 45 points in a game last week. Isaiah Gotell, their power forward, had 51 points in a game 3 or 4 weeks ago. I mean, they're not one-dimensional. They can get you in so many different ways, and if one guy's not having a great night, somebody else is liable to step into that place and play that role. So I don't know a lot about Kentwood, but I've seen Cascade a handful of times this year, and I just think that's the type of a team you just can never count out in a 4A bracket where I think anything's possible. I like their chances this year.
And then a couple 3A teams from up in your neck of the woods. You've talked about Mount Lake Terrace before. They've got a tough one against Bellevue. And then Stanwood. I don't know if we've heard from Stanwood since the Ryan Appleby days. And they're taking on Enumclaw. So they have a little bit nicer matchup than poor Mount Lake Terrace, who's got to face a team that's been in the top three all year long.
And, you know, it's a Stanwood team that I think a lot of folks around the state, when they do think of them, they think of Ryan Appleby. But really, up in our neck of the woods, it's a team that really hasn't gone anywhere. They've been in the state tournament. They played at Tacoma 2 years ago. Mm. They've won, I think, two of the last four district championship games and lost another. And they're a solid squad. And, you know, they're one of those teams where, you know, they get tucked away in that Wesco 3A North division, a division that was a little bit down this year. And you know, Stanwood is one of those teams, they don't really have a go-to guy this year. They've got a couple of guys, a guy Strebe, who's getting a lot of their points, and AJ Martinka, who's their point guard, who's been doing big things this year. They can get you on any given night, and I think they're probably pretty happy getting Enumclaw in that draw. Not to say Enumclaw is easy, but when you're, you know, coming out of our district as a 3 seed and you get a team that's 13 right. and 11, I think you'll take your chances with that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there was Garfield lurking out there. There was Bellevue lurking out there. Beach, a lot of those Metro teams, they avoided them all. So, it's been so great to have you. You've been fantastic this year for us. We appreciate it. Hope to see you down at the Tacoma Dome next week.
I will be there. Thanks a lot, Dick.
All right, we'll talk to you then. Steve Willis joining us from Sound Live Sports Network.